Welcome to this episode of NLN Podcast, Nursing Edge Unscripted, the Scholarship Track. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Palazzo, a member of the editorial board for Nursing Education Perspective. Nursing Edge Unscripted and our track entitled Scholarship celebrates the published work of select nurse educators from the NLN's official journal, Nursing Education Perspective, and the NLN Nursing Edge blog. The conversations embrace the author's unique perspectives on teaching, learning, innovation, and implications for nursing program development and enhancement. In this episode, we are going to talk about the mentoring experience of male faculty in nursing programs. We will discuss the author's article, Mentoring Experiences of Male Faculty in Nursing Programs, published in the September-October 2021 issue of Nursing Education Perspectives, Volume 42, Issue 5. Our speaker today is Dr. Christina P. Ortiz, Allen College Department of Nursing in Waterloo, Iowa. So I'm happy to have you here today with us, and thank you for joining us in this, important conversation. I do some work in this area, not so much the mentoring, but with men in nursing and creating a pipeline or pathway for young adults in high school to get into the profession. So we're going to start, thank you. We're going to start right into our questions. And the first question I want to ask you is, can you talk about how you developed your interest in the mentoring experience of men in nursing academia?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I really would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my research related to the mentoring experiences of male faculty in nursing programs. I would say that my interest related to the male faculty experiences specifically really developed as part of my dissertation. I really think that, like, many people, either you have a very positive or a kind of a negative experience, right? And that's related to the mentoring aspect. And I wanted to know what others went through. As a novice faculty, I was assigned a mentor. I would say really strongly, it was my mentor who provided me an incredible amount of support, especially in my first year. In that new faculty role, that novice position, it was just, I encountered a variety of issues. And she was there for me, not to tell me what to do, but to challenge me, really to challenge me to think about what was happening, how it was related to my personal philosophy of nursing and academia and what I was doing. And so I had a great positive experience, but I know that not everyone, even individuals at that same time did or do for that matter. So then I kind of, jump ahead a couple of years. I started my doctoral studies, and I remember meeting with a colleague who said to me that as I was looking at dissertation topics, really choose one that I felt strongly about, something that I could live with, right? Because it was going to take a little bit of time and effort. I then remember we had a seminar course as part of my doctoral studies, and we had to discuss potential topics and how, what direction we saw those topics going. And we were questioned heavily about the nature of the topics. And we would spend about 10 to 15 minutes. We kind of did a speed interview type thing with other faculty members in the doctoral program where they would question our topics. And I was questioned so much that first day, I felt almost defeated, honestly. But it was good. It was not defeated. I just felt challenged. And so I went home that night and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to scrap this and find something completely new and different to start working on. What am I gonna do? And then the next day we had another round of these discussion mini meetings, if you will. And I had a male faculty member who I was, putting my idea out there too. And I made the comment how after the day before I felt like, oh, I need to come up with something new. And that male faculty member said, don't give up. consider where that gap is. Really look for it. And I mean, something that we've heard tons of times, but that faculty member said that to me and I thought, oh my goodness, this is it. It was like, I knew at that point, it hit me. I knew what my experiences were. I knew what my experiences were as a female, but what about the male perspective of that? How were those different, if they were different at all? And so that really kind of shows my path, my development into how I got to be interested, first of all, in mentoring, and then obviously in the mentoring experiences of male faculty, kind of having someone say, what's missing? Like, as if to say, you need to probe that a little bit further with that aspect. So that's how I got my interest in that topic in general.
Wonderful. Well, my next question kind of builds on this. What are your thoughts on the lack of male role models and how that may impact the pathways to recruiting men into the profession?
That's a great question. I think this is perhaps the most difficult aspect to overcome in general, right? You've had some work in that area, you said. And so I think it goes back to history that has been portrayed. I'm not saying that this is the correct history, because there's history even further back that's a little different. But when we look at it, women traditionally were seen as the caretakers, right? The nurturers in their families and in their careers, or the careers that they identified with were those caretaker or nurturer careers. What I think is, throughout my conversation with these participants, regardless of age and regardless of their role in academia, it was evident that the lack of role model, male role models, was an issue, is potentially still an issue. It was really interesting to note that because of this lack of male role models, some of the participants felt that other males would purposefully search them out, whether it was through social media, whether it was at conferences, regardless of what it was, or even in a classroom setting, being a male faculty and having those students who would reach out to you looking for that. So they would be searched out for. With that being said, I think that one way to help with this is really to develop programs for males in middle and high school. I know you think middle school, they don't know what they want to do yet, but we have to start early. They need to learn about the opportunities within the profession and what a wonderful profession there it is, and how they can really be involved in this. So I think that if you read through some of the aspects of the article, the role of early supporters was something that was surprising to me and identified by the participants. So again, this and the early supporters may have been males, may have been females, but someone who said to them, you should think about nursing. You would be great in this profession. Look at that career. Look at what you could do. So I think that really hits home the importance of connecting males early on with other male role models. And you might even consider it a mentoring program, if you will, for these young, middle and high school aged young men who are looking at where their future could take them, and really showing them that this is a valuable and important career for them to consider.
Well, we know the impact that family members who are nurses have on especially males' decisions to choose nursing as a career, right. Most likely because they have insight into exactly what a nurse does, where many high school students, I find, and young adults you're talking about, really don't have an understanding of the nurse's role in the healthcare right. system from the bigger right. level picture. Right. And also, much of the media doesn't portray it in such a way that is very accurate. I think right. the pandemic has brought out yes. a lot of aspects of the profession that were hidden from the public. Yes. And so that has been good. But I still think we have a tendency, and I don't know if you agree or not, you know, caring is a very important aspect of the profession, and we certainly do a very good job at emphasizing the caring aspect. I've always positioned my thoughts that caring is not unique to nursing. I would argue many people in professions that are related to nursing care about what they're doing and their clients and patients. It's sure. just as we heavily emphasize that, but we don't emphasize the science of nursing and what we do and what we have to know as scientists.
Right.
do the things that we do at the bedside. And I want to hear a little bit about your thoughts on that and how that may or may not just dissuade men from coming into the profession, but for everyone.
Right. So I think that really resonates. You're right. We have to look at these science, the STEM fields, right? This is one of those STEM fields, really. You look at that. The things we do in nursing come because of the science that's been developed behind all of that, right? And we've really seen that, especially coming forward here recently. But I think it's important. And I think it's important for not just males, all young adults to see the value of whatever career choice they take and the importance of the science behind any field, right? Because they all have some form of science within them. And so those STEM fields are important in our society and to help the professions really progress forward. So absolutely, I would agree. I think we need to hit home the fact of the importance of science in those high school classes, in those middle school. You think, oh, it's just high school biology or it's just high school anatomy. But no, that can help set a foundation. That can help trigger someone to really consider, oh, all the things I could do with a science background. So absolutely. Or a math background, right? Of them. Very valuable. I would agree. That's a great point. And you're right. Individuals care. I think that maybe as part of something that goes along, you could tie that into the mentoring piece as well. Individuals care. So based upon their experiences, and one of the things I talked about was paying it forward. So whether the mentee, the protege, had a positive experience or maybe a negative experience, the participants felt propelled to do something about it. So I want to give back somebody the same experience I had because it was wonderful, or I want to create an even better experience for the next group of people that come through in nursing, in academia, et cetera. So I think that kind of ties in. You're right. They do care about their experiences and what they went through and how they can make it better for the next group.
Dr. Keith, many of the mentoring theories described in your article are not unique to men in the profession. Please elaborate on the specific insights on the need for understanding that you mentioned in the article.
Yeah, that's great. You are correct. The barriers that I identified or the participants identified really were related to time, which time is everything, right, in our world. And the lack of support from mentors, protege, and or the institution, that, you're right, is not new to the body of literature that was out there necessarily. But the need for understanding wasn't as seen necessarily as a barrier, but more of an identified theme related to the role of gender. It really came up in the role of gender piece. Excuse me. Half of the participants described in their own way this need for understanding. Two of them specifically commented on the importance of needing a mentor, regardless of gender. They said, taking the gender piece out of it, everyone needs a mentor. It wasn't about for them, it wasn't about male or female. It was about individuals and their need for support and encouragement in taking on this new role of faculty member. Three of the other individuals then described the need for understanding beyond the gender aspect. For them, it was important to acknowledge that gender differences were there, right? It's a part, but it was more about finding a person or even people that they could connect with on a personal and professional level, and really be available, these people be available to them as mentors to help them work through these roles in academia and what they were going through. So, overall, while that need for understanding was described by the participants, I think this might be, male participants, this might be applicable to a variety of underrepresented groups. Like, I think this transcends the male piece. And I know it's big, you can't generalize, with these small number of participants. But boy, I think it speaks to the fact of, they hit home on the fact that there are individuals need that support, regardless, again, what career choice you make. But taking it and being an individual who's underrepresented in a group, really, they need that understanding, that support, someone to help them work through, multiple people maybe, to help them work through those things, those issues that they're going through as in a novice role.
Right. I think the research is pretty clear that mentoring is a very important aspect of success in academia. And those that have mentoring early on have an easier transition through the different roles throughout their progress, whether they're on a tenure track or not. And right. I like how your article specifically pulls up some of the characteristics that are unique to men and helping to assist in that kind of mentorship. Finally, I want to know what your thoughts are on how we attract more men into the profession and how do we create a space for them in academia? Because we know, you know, men currently, the latest figures are 9.6% of the nursing population are men. And I have to tell you, in the early 1970s, it was about 2-4%. So we haven't made great progress in 50 years. And so there's something going on that's not attracting men into the profession, despite the amount of money these men should make coming out of the profession, the career advancement opportunities, the educational opportunities, the flexibility in work schedules and work environments. Right. Something is not happening. Some message is just not getting out there. So I just kind of want to know your thoughts, specifically to academia. I know I've heard from colleagues across the country about these individual experiences they had that were fairly negative in academia and the lack of support they felt coming through the system.
That's a great question. And while I would agree with you, we have made a little bit of progress, right? There's more progress to be made, just considering the sheer numbers. Attracting more men and underrepresented groups is key. It's key to the nursing profession in order to really create a workforce that's reflective of society, right? You want to see people that look like you when you're being taken care of and when you're in a hospital setting, when you're in a clinic, when you're in a community setting, regardless of where you're at. So, and the same thing in a college, university, school of nursing, you want to see individuals that look like you. And that is peers and faculty, either one. So I think that this goes, like I said, for all groups, really. It could go for all groups. Early exposure to the nursing profession and marketing. I know that seems,
marketing is key. Yeah.
Those are two big things. We need to reach them early and we need to market it. So think of it in the way like you described. If young men can see other men in a nursing career and then further that one more step, not just see them, but encourage them to consider the profession, right? We need to include more male nursing role figures in television, in public arenas, and in social media. These role models, they need to speak up about the benefits of this career of nursing and then even nursing academia. I think perhaps one of the most far-reaching ways is social media. Let's be realistic. People are more connected than ever. And this means globally, not just here. So I think about all the individuals that I see globally, male and females, that are on social media. So if we, and I say we as a collective nursing society, can draw attention to the opportunities, we may be able to encourage those diverse individuals to consider the profession. And taking this a step further, once these males, to begin with, to speak about males specifically, but any underrepresented individual, enter nursing school, we need to provide them with support. They need that additional support in the nursing school years, right? In the time that they're in the college, university setting. And this could be through peers, informal mentors, formally set up mentors, and that administrative support is important. It's essential to help create the space for these individuals in academia. So we need support from our administration as well to, and our schools of nursing, to say, yes, we value that mentoring piece. We value the fact of how our faculty and other peer students can connect with other students or other students even in the community to be a champion for the profession of nursing and all the opportunities that can be found, academia included in that, because we need individuals in academia more so than ever now.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us for this in conversation. I really appreciated reading your article and the contribution that it made to this conversation that we've been having on a national level for the last few years, especially around mentoring. And I like the unique aspect that you brought into it with men's unique needs in academia and mentoring. I appreciate your time and expertise in sharing your work and broadening our understanding of this work and how we can kind of take some of this information back to our own institutions and start thinking about maybe if we don't have a mentoring program, how to incorporate one or start tweaking ones that we have to take into consideration some of the things you pointed out in this article. And to our listeners, if you've not had an opportunity to read about this work, please take a look at Dr. Ortiz's manuscript, again, Mentoring Experiences of Male Faculty in Nursing Programs, and it's published in the September-October issue of 2021, Volume 42, Issue 5. And I want to thank the listeners for joining us, and again, Dr. Ortiz for joining us today and taking some time out of her day to talk a little bit about the work that went around her ideas for this article. So thank you.
Thank you so very much. And thank you to all the listeners. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to share this